Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Omud Beis. We're in the sixth and final volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are going to finish in Yirtzeh Hashem today Simen Tof Reish Tzadi Dalet. And we begin on the very last line of Kuf Samach Omud Aleph with the words of the Ramah towards the end of the line. He says, V'yesh Litnu Beleil Purim. We're talking here about giving money to Tztaka Matonos Lavyonim on Purim. He says, V'yesh Litnu Beleil Purim. Kodim Shemispal Mincha. He brings out from the Ma'aril that the custom is to give on the night of Purim, when you're going to lay in the Megillah that night. So by Mincha time, before you daven Mincha, the custom is to give money for Matanos Le'evyonim. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Dalit over Bedino Seinu. He says nowadays in our countries, the Mishnah Berurah says Noagim Litno B'Shachris Kodim Kriyas Megillah. He brings out from the Magen Avram that people had the custom to give the Matanos Le'evyonim before they daven Shachris on Purim morning. And he adds, "V'achshav noagim litin machzis hashekel kodem mincha." So he says that the minhag is to go and give machzis hashekel prior to mincha time, and b'shachris mos megillah. Then you give something that's called mos megillah. That's giving money again for the aniyim, tzedakah for the aniyim on shachris morning. Now, Dershu footnote number 17 brings down from the Kaf HaChaim shiyat tzedakah im hatainis lekapora, that b'davka we give it by mincha time in order to go and give money for tzedakah, but always by a tainis, it's the benefit of the tainis isn't just the fasting, the money that you give to tzedakah on the tainis. So therefore, by tainis esther, b'davka, that's a good time to give the money for tzedakah. He brings down when Purim comes out on Motzi Shabbos, and therefore the tainis is on Thursday, so when do you give this machzis hashekel, when do you go and give the funds? So he brings out for the Kaf HaChaim, shenos tin b'yom tainis. Again, you give it on Thursday to connect it to the tainis. On the other hand, he brings down the Shelus Chuvas Divri Yitziv from the Kleisenbergers that Sal Shenochel Niten Gam Betainis Esther Vegam Biyom HaPurim. You should give twice. Then he brings down the Bnei HaKarachim, though they celebrate on Tesvav, so the walled cities. So what do? It's for them, it's not Erev Purim on the Tainis. So Rav Tukachinsky, Zatzal, and Luach Eretz Yisrael brings down Shenogelitin Machzis Hashekel Acha Minchas Shel Tainis Esther. They also would give it after the Tainis Esther. On the other hand, Minog of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was to give the Machzis Hashekel on the night of Tezvav when they would lay in the Megillah. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal that he would give the Machzis Hashekel Beleil Tezvav, called them Tfilas Aris, Vali Dav Marv. Somebody that forgot, for whatever the reason, we didn't have money to give Matzah to Shekel before Purim. So then, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, you can give it after Purim. And he brings down Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Mahavdam, and Chaim L'Chaim, that it's okay to give it even after the month of Adar. For whatever the reason, you can still with Chaim this idea of Zechel, Matzah to Shekel, giving the Matzah to Shekel any time. And he says, when you give the Machzis HaShekel, it has to be with the understanding that Zechel Machzis HaShekel. He brings down from Tukachinsky, Zatzal, and Luach Eretz Yisrael, that you shouldn't say it's Machzis HaShekel, because that could mistakenly think that you're being Machdishit, and of course that would be a mistake. You should say Zechel Machzis HaShekel. Finally, can you take your Maiser Ksofim money and give Machzis HaShekel? So that's a Machlokis. Some say that the Matonus Lavyonim can come from your Maiser Ksofim funds, but the Machzis HaShekel could. Others say no. I end the rest of this the issue footnote. We continue with the Ramah, who says that this minhag of giving before mincha, v'chei noagim b'chol medinos elu. That's what the Ramah says is the commonly accepted custom to give it by mincha time on Tanis Esther. Then he brings down the v'yeshli tein shlosha chatzoy gedolim. He brings down the custom to give three half gedolim. Gedolim, you see over here in the Tirgum, number one is a matbeya that was prevalent in the days of the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Mevdino Selu, in his countries, that's what they would do. They would give three of these, half of these larger coins called Gedolim. Ki ein matbeya, sheshei machzis olel muvadzu. This is the only one that would have the name of machzis hashekel, equivalent of machzis, a half, on it. Then he brings down Ubedinos Austriach, that's Austria, Yitnu Gimu Chatzi Wiener, these are pfennigs, this is a certain type of coin that was in Austria, Shenikru Gamke Machzis, was also known as a Machzis, and again, the custom was to give this Machzis a shekel, V'chein L'chol Medina Medina, and this would be true in every country. So in the United States, it's a half dollar. The Ein Chayev Litno Rak Mishu Miben Esim V'mala. The custom originally was that it's like the Machzis HaShekel, that there are opinions that say that you only gave it for men above the age of 20. So too, this custom of giving Machzis HaShekel, some have the custom to only give it for men above the age of 20. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hay, so L'das Rabbi Yovadya Bar Tanura. This is the opinion of the Bar Tanura and the Mishnais. However, the Tosfos Yontif disagrees. Kasa Shaposkim Cholkim. There are those that disagree and say, Usir Long Lahu, the Miben Yud Gimel Lomala, Shubachal Ish, that above the age of 13, when you become a man, that's a chiyuv b'machzis hashekel, chayiv b'machzis hashekel, and therefore there are those that have the custom that they give even for younger children. El yirab because of the clothes there rak medina. This is the etzim din. Aval aminiku liten afilu bi'ad banu vaktanim. Then you have the custom to even give for any child. We'll see even for a woman who's pregnant, for the uber inside of her. V'ishem uberes ba'ad vloda, and even for a woman who's pregnant, for the baby inside of her. Some of the custom. The issue footnote number 19. He brings down a beautiful smachta to this from the Darki Moshe, from the Ramah, and the Darki Moshe. We write, Zeyitnu, in the Pasuk of Shkol, it says, Zeyitnu kol ha-over. So it's a play on the words, kol ha-over, kol ha-ubar, to even give for the ubar inside the mother. The issue footnote number 18 brings down that some have the custom to even bring it for the women and the children and the daughters. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal, so he brings down, no gulishko zech lematzis hasheko for the daughters. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, shamina gliten gam ba'ad ha-noshim ha-banos. And this is also the opinion of Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi, sha'af noshim yitnu zech lematzis hasheko der chumra. It's a chumra to do this. Kevin sheyesh lochush l'deos, there are opinions that say sha'noshim chayavos lematzis hasheko b'smash b'esim igzor yakayim. On the other hand, he brings down that this is not like the Mogen Avram, who says that they are Turos, and there are others that he brings down that didn't have the custom to do so, Ayin Shom. Finally, Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Isa B'Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah, and you can see this in the Mogen Avram, Kol Katan Shehiskel Aviv Lishkol Ayoda, once a child has started to be given the matzah shekel on his behalf, his father's giving it to him, shuv ain't opposed, he's not allowed to stop. And the issue footnote number 20 explains, because you can't do ataris and dharma on this. And when a person designates money for tzedakah, so then it's a neder of tzedakah, and you're not allowed to go and stop. So therefore, even if the father wasn't mechuyev to give it for his the unborn baby inside his wife, or for a five-year-old kid or a two-year-old kid, boy or girl, nevertheless, once he started doing so, shuv ain't oposek, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good enough to give him the money to do so, he certainly should not stop doing so. Then we continue in the Ramah. He says, V'yesh omim shenosim matzis ha-shekel tztaka milvad shaloch machzis elu. He says, there are those that have the custom to give a matzis ha-shekel in addition to the three matzis ha-shekels. They know, Ginkain, that's not accepted minog. Although, in the Bir Halacha, over here, Dira Masel, V'yesh litin shlosh ha-chatzoy gidol v'ninos elu, where he goes through exactly what different types of coins are used. In the very end, three lines at the bottom, brings down, U'misha ozra ha-kodesh baruch hu-shlochu litin. If somebody is good, that Kosh Boch is giving him money, and he says specifically over here, Litin Chatzi Rubel, Kesev Echot, Zech Lamatzah Shekel, Vagimu Chatzoy Godo Polanish, Lini Mashikosa Beparshu, Kimu Pam Truma. In other words, if you can do what the Ramah says is the minhag that we don't necessarily follow, is that to give both the Matzah Shekel and the three Chatzi Shkolim, so then Ashrei Vitovlo, such a person is very praiseworthy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless him. So that's a good thing to do. If a person is blessed with Baruch Hashem having money to give to tzedakah, so the more that you give, the more you should benefit from that. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Ein Mishanim Moz Purim Litzedakah Acheres, the Gabbai is now allowed to go and change money that was collected for Moz Purim, for the Aniyim, and give it to a different tzedakah, no matter how worthwhile that other tzedakah is. The Mishbur explains, Hainu Moshe Govo Sona Gabbai L'chalkum L'Aniyim L'Sudas Purim. The Gabbai collected money for the poor people for Sudas Purim, and Yochel L'Shanosin, you're now allowed to go switch it around and give it for another worthy tzedakah. Lomar, you can't say, Dayim Apachos, hey, you know, they'll have chicken, they won't have meat. V'amoso yiblu l'kishlut tztaka, and I'll give the rest of the money, use it for other very good, worthwhile tztakas. That's not the case. What you should do is, avalochim agolim l'rov b'chol amos. You buy lots of cows, lots of calves, and you make a big suda for the poor people. No, if there's leftover, any leftover food, v'amoso shlo yaspiku lechol b'purim, that you can't eat on purim, that you're allowed to sell, you mocher, v'yipo l'kishlut tztaka. That can go into the pockets of the tztaka, and they can use it for other uses. But you shouldn't not use the full amount for the suda for the aniyim. You shouldn't skimp on that at all. The issue footnote number 21 brings down, even if it got mixed up, the Moos of Purim for the Aniyim with other tzedakos, so it's not batel. Tzorach litein pruta me'amos tzorach Purim. And if there was a pruta in there, you have to give it specifically for Moos Purim. Then the Mishnah continues and he says, Kosev beis yosid b'shem hagos ashri. He also brings out the name of Agos Hashri. The Moos Shechosha Belibo L'chalkum L'Aniyim B'yom Purim Eino Rashi L'Shanoso. Even if you thought that you were going to give money to Tztaka for Aniyim on Purim, you shouldn't change your mind and not give it. And the reason is, V'atam, the Svi related to Tztaka, because we hold in regards to Tztaka, Yeshul Din Hektish. It's like you will Maktish it. And a person, Chayiv L'Kayim Machshavto, when it comes to Hektish, so too, you Chayiv to be M'Kayim Yimachshava when it comes to Tztaka, even though Afshalahotzi b'svasav, even though you didn't verbally declare that I'm going to give this money to tzedakah. Now, there are some parameters to this, as you can see in the issue number 22. He says, this is only if you were dafko kishugamai beliba b'achlata, if you made a definitive decision in your mind, I'm going to give this amount to tzedakah. But if you just had a passing thought, the rabbi guy's talking about the importance of the tzedakah, you say, oh, wow, that's a wonderful thing. I'm going to give money to that tzedakah. But you didn't really decide in your mind. So then the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, Shelechol HaDeyos, then, if it was just like a fleeting, passing thought, oh, that's a nice thing, so then you're not mechuyev to do it. Of course, if you do it, that's a great thing, but you're not mechuyev to do it. And he says, if a person also had in mind that he's not going to give it until he verbally declares it, so then he brings down from the Sefer Derech Hamunah as well, then you don't have to necessarily fulfill what you were thinking, because you said, I'm only going to do this if I declare it verbally, and therefore, he didn't actually state he was doing so. The issue number 23 brings down, based upon this, that Rav Yashiv Zatzal said, one should be careful not to go and give specifically money to a specific gabay tztaka, because maybe you're not going to find them, and now you're going to be stuck. You can't give it to another gabay tztaka, you can't give it to other aniyim. El Yashiv B'daito, when you're declaring your mind, you're going to give a certain amount of money for matonos levyonim. You should say in your mind that I'm only having in mind that I'm giving this tztaka when I actually reach the person I'm going to give it to. That's when I'm making the definitive decision to give it. If he says I'm going to give it to a specific ani, and he can't find him, so then the Chazon Ish says that you could even give it to another ani, because it's based upon this idea that you really didn't intend to only give it to that person. If you can't find him, then you give it to somebody else. And this is all the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal, and he says, Mishum she'efshal lismoch al mesiras hamodosh osim mitaris adarim be'er Rosh Hashanah, because you rely upon the fact that you said on Erev Rosh Hashanah we did hataris adarim. If any hataris, any nadarim that I'm making, they're null and void already. So kivun she'aneder hayorak b'machshava, since this was only in his mind, he didn't declare it. He's allowed to go give it to another acher if he can't find the oni that he originally intended to do so to give it to. Based upon this, Avlin in Kabbalah Satinus, the same thing applies in accepting upon yourself a Tainus. Shemhira Belibo, if you thought about doing this in the Tvilah, Shumakabal Tainus Lamocho, that you're going to accept the Tainus tomorrow, that is considered a Kabbalah as well. It is a Neder, and it is like this Nidreit Staka, which even thinking it makes it into a Neder. Now we go to Sif Katan Zayin, Mishnah Berura. He says, "Im yesh minog ba'osiyah lo seis mo'os purim l'chazan." Those that have the custom that they would give the mo'os purim, they would give certain monies to the chazanim or the rabbanim on purim. So ain't isvedora. That's certainly allowed. However, because the chalal nosin adayt to the minhagin nosin, because you're giving it based upon the minhag, so there's nothing allowed. No problem in doing this. However, avol no lavki b'zeh yidei matos l'avyonim. But you don't fulfill matonos l'avyonim by giving this money to the chazan or the rav or whoever it is you're giving to. And this is true afilu machazan u'ani. This is true even if the chazan is deserving of getting matonos l'avyonim, because the kivin du b'chalal schiris chazan, because this is considered part of like the job of the chazan. So you're paying him for his job, so you can't take matonos l'avyonim and pay off your debt with that. Which is not allowed to be done, and you have to bedavka give it to the aniyim. The issue for number 24 brings down, many people have the custom to give rabbanim or teachers matanos on Purim, or the Shamish, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes down, Shafilu imhem aniyim, even if they are worthy of getting your tztaka, you're not yotzi with that matanos levyonim, because that's expected that you're giving it to them. This is like something that they're expecting, and they get it, so to say, and it's not really a fulfillment of matanos levyonim. And he therefore says, it's a very good custom to give to the teachers, to the rabbeim, the moros, this matanos on Purim. Kivan sheineim no souls to be Purim. They're looking forward to this. They're expecting this. Again, if they're aniyim, you have to give them separate from that, separate matanos levyonim, if you want to be yotzi the mitzvah of matanos levyonim. Now the Ramah asks, and he says, Hagor v'davko hagabayim. Brings down that only the gabayim are not allowed to be mishana the money that's given to them for Moos Purim to something else. And he brings down from the Mordechai, Abul Ha'ani, the poor person who gets the tzedakah, even though it was given to him for Sudas Purim, Yochalasus Mashiyutza. If he says, okay, I'm going to only spend a tenth of it on Sudas Purim, and I'll save the rest for a rainy day, buy clothing for my children, etc., so that is allowed. And the Mishnah brings down the Sivkot Nches, V'Bnei Yecholu L'Shanos Yeshdeos Poskim. So he said the Gabbai can change, and the Aniyim can change. What about the city? They collected money. So he says, look at the Magen Avraham, the whole discussion about that. Mishra continues in Sivkot and Tess, and he says, the Ani can do whatever he wants, or Solomar, after Hagovim Govu Mos, the Torah Sudas Purim, even though it was collected and given to him for Sudas Purim, nevertheless, the Ani can change his mind. He can do with it whatever he wants. Albeit, in Dear Shavuot number 25, he brings down that there is an opinion that says that the Ani is not allowed to change it around that was given to him for Sudas Purim. He should use it for Sudas Purim. So there is another opinion. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "Ein medaktik b'mos Purim. One shouldn't be so exact and careful about giving out money for tztaka on Purim. Elokomi shishposhit yado, litol anybody that sticks his hand out and says, please give me tzedakah, no sulah. The rest of the year, you're supposed to be a little bit more careful, because it's brought down in the Gemara that if you give to people that are unworthy of getting it, they're cheats, they're charlatans, they're really rich, and they don't need the money tzedakah, then you don't get credit for giving tzedakah. But on Purim, you don't ask questions. Somebody sticks out his hand and says, I need money, so you give it to him. Then he adds, "Upamokim shenagul liten afla akum." He says, in the places where the custom was to even give matonos levyonim to Gentiles, so then knows that then the custom is acceptable and you can do this. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, "Sivkot yudalev." This is mipnei darkei shalom, so you should have peace with the neighbors. Mishnah Berurah sivkot yud says, "Avol beir shloor gula day mekach." If the custom was only to give it to the yidden and not to give it to the Gentiles, so when you give it to the Gentiles, then nosi prut l'akum is gozel anim. You're saying, okay, I have $100 to give. I give 50 to the yidden, 50 to the goyim. So you're basically stealing the 50 from the yidden by giving it to the goyim. Umar ba'atzmo kilu mekayim b'hem matonos levyonim, because you're seemingly saying that I can be yotzei the mitzvah matonos levyonim by giving it to the goyim, and that's really not the case. You only give it to them because of darshi shol. There should be peace. So if you have extra funds, gizuntei, go give it to them. But if you don't have extra funds and you're only limited in what you can give, so that it should be given to the yid. Finally, we finish off this beautiful simon with Siv Dalit. The Mechaber writes, "B'makum she'ein aniyim, in a place Baruch Hashem, it's a rich community. There's no aniyim there that day. Yochel akiv mos purim shelo liatzmo v'nosam b'makum she'yutzah. Then you keep the funds that you designated for matonos levyonim and you give it out at a future time when you come across these aniyim." Mishabur explains in Sivkon Yudbeis, we're talking about that there's no aniyim Yisraelim. There's no Yisrael aniyim over there. Sivkon Yudgimel, Mishnah Berurah brings down that the money that you collected for matonos levyonim that you were designated to give, haynu mashe gavu kvar mimenu, that which they took from you, ve'en motzin l'min l'chalkam, and you have nobody to give it to, then you can go and wait till another point in time and give it to whoever needs it. But the Mishnah Berurah says, v'yose nira derotz alomad, that he says it's more likely that this is what the Mechaber is saying, mashe rogu litim b'choshana l'tzorachanim, it's the amount that you normally designate every year to give, so then you can hold on to that and give it at a later point in time. Finally, we'll just point out one thing from Dirshu, footnote number 27. He says, if somebody wants to do the mitzvah, machzis the shekel b'shlemus, so he brings down the kaf of chayim, sheitin mabeya shemotzi be'osomokum b'shem machzis, should give the half of the coin that's familiar in that area, sheyesh bo kesef mezukok b'shiro machzis shekel shobi mimosha, shogimo dram of kesef. Ideally, you should give the coinage of your area should be what it was worth in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, a certain amount of silver. And there is no such coinage in your area, that you should go and give a different coin, even if it's not from your area, but that one that has the value of the silver in that place. And he brings down that the minigov, the stipler goin, was to actually give half dollars, because in Eretz Yisrael, at that point, the machzis shekel, the shekel in those days, wasn't worth the shavah pruta. And there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and others that would give specifically half dollars because that was worth something substantive. On the other hand, Ruchaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down Shmi Shinose and Machzis Hashekel Mevbeah Shulchutz Loaretz, and the Yotzi Bezei Yidei Minok. So Zeich Machzis Hashekel. He says, no, you can't fulfill it that way, even though his own father did that. Nevertheless, he felt otherwise. Because it doesn't really get used in that place. Now, I would argue that from a factual point of view, could be argued that a dollar in Eretz Yisrael, most people will take a dollar in Eretz Yisrael, so it's hard to argue that it's Eino Yotzei Ba'osu Makom. But again, there are places that won't take a dollar, so maybe that reasoning is correct. In any event, he also brings down from the Kaf HaChayim that Misheni Yodu Masegis, if somebody doesn't have the ability to go give that much money in terms of the actual silver content, Yitei Mabeh Shishmo Chatzi, then you can give half of what is the regular coin in that area, even if it's not worth that much. With this, we conclude Simon Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalid and today's shir.